Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Curtis.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Superintendent Mr. Carpenter. How are you today?
I'm fine, Casey. I'm glad to be here.
It's good. Thank you for coming on the show. We just have a few questions about FCA that I'd like to ask. So has there been any important changes this year?
Oh, every year is a little different. That's why I like schools so much. Every year is just totally different. One year disappoints you, you'll always get the next year because it probably won't disappoint you. The changes this year, schools, there's a lot of things that make up a school. Obviously, I mean, everybody's going to school. They understand all the little things that need to be done. But the most important thing in a school is the relationship between the teachers and students. And so I always think, we have a bunch of new students this year and some new teachers. And I think those are the most important changes because they make the greatest impact. We have some fabulous students. And we have Mr. Coach Turner, who's our new AD and football coach and junior high basketball coach, and Mrs. Coyne, our band and choir teacher. They made a tremendous impact so far. And so that's what I'm thankful for. And I think those are the most important things, them and the new students we have.
Yeah, I can totally agree. So what does the Carpenter household do for Christmas?
As little as possible, at least I do. I like to just hang out. We usually go to my in-law's house, which is about 500 yards directly behind where I live. So we don't travel very far, but after that, I like to hang out just at our house and spend time with my family.
Sounds like fun. You do a lot of stuff for being the superintendent, to like attending sporting events. What do you do in like your spare time?
Well, when you're my age and you have teenagers as kids, there's not much spare time. But spare time, I'd say I like to read. And I like to build things. I know a lot of people maybe not know that about me. I built the house I live in, and I built sheds. I just like doing things and helping people. I like to build, work with my hands.
That's really cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. So when you were a kid, what was the best gift you ever received for Christmas or any time?
When I was a kid, and thinking back, it's probably two different things. When I was younger, probably, in elementary, but two things where you probably don't realize: the Hot Wheels set, cars,
yes.
And I was given a basketball at an early age, and those are my two favorite gifts. But as I got a little older, it's probably the best gift I've given is just time spent with my family.
Yeah, so that goes well with the next question. Okay. So as a parent, what is the best gift you have ever gave?
My kids call me cheap, so I don't know. I would say as they get older, I would say they just like the gift of giving them a lot of time and a lot of love. But as they're younger, I would say just like me for those Hot Wheels, and it was probably a technology something. I gave them a phone or a mini iPad or something. But as they get older, I hope, and I do believe probably my older son probably would say probably time and the love I gave him.
That's nice. So you have, how many children do you have?
Three. I have a son that's in college, and I have two daughters, Amy and Kelly. They're students here at FCA.
Yeah. So how is your son doing in college? Because I know he was at FCA and he's played basketball and all that.
Yeah, he graduated three years ago. He's a junior. He's looking, I just talked to him last week. He's excited because this is his last week of first semester classes. It's hard to believe. But he's doing really well academically, and he plays basketball, and he's doing really athletically. So he's having a fine college career.
That's nice. Where does he go to college?
Walsh University, which is in North Canton, Ohio.
Yes, I know. I know exactly where that is. And then how are your daughters doing in elementary?
They're good.
Or
middle school. Yeah, middle school now. Both of them are middle school. Kelly's a sixth grader. She moved upstairs, so sixth grade and 12th grade is upstairs at our school.
Yes.
And Amy's in eighth grade, and they dearly love the school, and they're doing really well. Amy's 14 and Kelly's 12, so I have less than half a year yet. And then after 6 months, she'll be a teenager, too. She turns into summertime. So, I always tease, and my life will turn upside down when I have all teenagers.
Yes, that's what my parents said. It's funny. And so back to FCA. What makes FCA different than any other school?
I worked at two other schools, and they were public schools. So the obvious reason is just, you know, God. And I think our school, I think we do a good job, and I try to keep it really simple, but I try to tell students all the time, and teachers remind them, and, you know, God's first in their life, their family, and their students, it's their academics, the third thing, and then yes, they can pick what's important. But keeping God the number one and understanding we do everything to serve Him and to glorify Him, it is really different than the public schools I came from.
That makes a lot of sense, because mm-hmm. it's a Christian aspect. Yes. So, and then what impact has FCA had on you?
That's a good question. You know, obviously everybody looks at the impact they've had on different things in life, but FCA has had an impact on me. Just for the simple, there are some really just outstanding people here, students and teachers.
Yes.
So every day I come to work, whether I'm maybe a little depressed or down, or you know, whether I'm really, you know, excited about something, they just, you know, whatever I need, they give me, and it's just nice seeing. It's nice to seeing the going through the hall, seeing the relationships between students and teachers in the classroom. It just does my heart a lot of good, and it makes it worthwhile. Because as I'm always told, and my parents always told me, and teachers, that you are the future. So I go around and I get to look at the future of the students interacting with the teachers in a Christian atmosphere. I mean, there's not a class I go by at least once a week, I don't really hear somebody discussing scriptures or something, you know, Christian viewpoint on something, which, you know, what it's all about. And so I'm very, very grateful for that. So the impact they're having on me, it just makes me feel worthwhile every day I come here to school.
Well, that's so nice. Yeah, that's a great answer. So thank you so much for coming on the radio show and talking to me.
It was my pleasure. I'd do anything for the students. Try to do anything anyway.
Yeah, that's nice.
Factoids. So let's get right into this shindig. Kool-Aid was originally marketed as Fruit Smack because the flavor would smack you right in the face. On Good Friday in 1930, the BBC reported there is no news. Instead, they played piano music. M&M's actually stands for Mars and Murray's, the last names of the candy's founders. Their names are delicious. J used to be slang for foolish person, so when a pedestrian ignores street signs, he was referred to as a jaywalker. That's all the time I have for this week's edition of Trivia Factoids, so tune in next week when I introduce you with 5 more interesting trivia factoids.
Second Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast.
If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.